Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, everyone. I am back with another solo episode. I've been so busy and so excited and just feeling so aligned and fulfilled because I've been spending most of my time working on perfecting my 10-week mentorship and working with the ladies I have going through my mentorship. And as I'm filming all of that content, I found a common theme in everyone that I'm talking to and the content I'm putting together. And what that is that most people want to change their lives. I would say 99.9% of people want to change their lives. However, almost everyone is going about it the wrong way. And it's counterintuitive. But most people try to change their physical reality without realizing that our reality is created through our thoughts, beliefs, and words that we speak. Right, so our reality fits our belief system, not the other way around. Our subconscious mind is always working. It's working to prove our belief system to be true in our reality. It's working to create the thought patterns, even more beliefs. It's working to attract the experiences and the mindset and the habits to prove your belief system to be true. Therefore, your subconscious mind shapes your own reality based on your belief system. It's like we all have these pair of our own pair of goggles on. And these goggles, we see reality through the goggles of our own belief systems that have been built up over years and years and years. Most of them stemmed from childhood. And so if you're seeing reality through this belief system, that means that you can only change the reality by changing your belief system. So is your subconscious mind working for or against you? For most people, it's working against you because your subconscious mind, like I said, is working to prove your dominant belief systems to be true. It's working to create a reality that makes sense through the lenses, through the goggles of your own belief system. So if you have a dominant belief system that is not serving you or that does not align with the life you want to create for yourself or attract to you, then your subconscious mind is working against you. If you have a belief system that is in alignment with the life you want to attract, your subconscious mind is working for you. And what most people never realize is that you are in control of your belief system. You can rewire and rewrite your belief system so that your subconscious mind is always working for you and you're attracting the life you actually want. But it's counterintuitive, right? Because when you want to change your reality, let's take the example of wanting to create more money in your life. So maybe you get a side hustle or another job. And you hope that once you start making money in that new job or side hustle, that'll change your belief about what you're capable of creating and therefore change your thought patterns and make you a happier person. When in reality, you might get that side hustle and realize that you're not making any money. And if you are making extra money, it's leaving again and your bank account is right back at its same financial thermostat. Another example might be if you're in a toxic relationship and you decide to end it and start a new relationship because you want to change your reality. Then you realize in this new relationship, it's the same toxic pattern. But you were hoping that this new relationship would change your belief about what you're capable of, the love that you're worthy of, and therefore change your thought patterns, which would make you a happier person. But you've just attracted the same thing. Now, why does this happen? Why do people get stuck in the same patterns in their lives over and over and over in relationships and finances and career and friendships? We tend as humans to relive the same patterns in our lives every time we try to change. Or even if we're not trying to change, we still attract the same patterns. It's because we're working backwards. We're trying to change our physical realities without first changing the root of the cause, our belief system and our dominant thought patterns. Now, what is a belief? All a belief is a repeated thought, repeated enough times that your brain decided to create a belief out of it. That means that you can change your belief system by changing your dominant thought patterns. And it might take some going in and rewiring of some of the belief systems you already have, but you need to ask yourself, it is so important, what are my dominant thought patterns and are they in alignment with the life I want to create? Would the version of me who already has the life I desire think these thoughts? And even better, what thoughts would that version of me be thinking? What beliefs would that version of me hold? What actions would that version of me be taking every single day? And that's how you start to change your physical reality in the direction that you actually want it to go. You need to change your thoughts, which will then change your beliefs, which will then manifest in your reality, rather than trying to change your physical reality without dealing with that shit that we all have inside of us that most of us push deep, deep down because sometimes it's scary. It's scary to uncover it. But that is what brings a true transformation and the real change in your life. If I've gotten my point across the way I wanted to, I hope that you understand that not just the thoughts we think, but the words we use literally create our reality. They have so much power. You are speaking and thinking your reality into existence every single day. So how are your thoughts literally creating your reality? Well, so many people limit themselves by the thoughts they're thinking and the words they're using. For example, how do you identify? How you identify is a self-imposed limitation. One example being, this is a common one I hear a lot, I'm not a morning person. How can I become a morning person? I want to be productive in the mornings. I want a morning routine, but I'm just not a morning person. Well, first step is to stop speaking into existence the identity of you as a morning person. When you speak that, your subconscious mind is believing that and therefore working to prove that as a truth in your reality. Just because you believe you're not a morning person doesn't mean you need to continually say it out loud or think it over and over. If you can change the thought patterns, even if you don't yet believe them, those thought patterns will create the new belief. Stop saying things out loud that are not in alignment with the life you want to create. So don't say you want to be a morning person and then say that you aren't a morning person. Because to change your life, you need to identify with the new life before it physically manifests, which is difficult to do. Because you need to identify as a morning person before you become a morning person. You need to identify as a wealthy person before you become a wealthy person. You need to identify as a successful entrepreneur before you can attract that success and that confidence into your life. You need to act as if. You need to create that reality in your thoughts and your words and your actions before it physically manifests. Every time you say something that is contrary to the life you want to create, you're taking 3 steps backward. You're reprogramming your subconscious mind to work and create a reality that you don't actually want. So you need to ask yourself, what phrases do I say that don't line up with the life I'm trying to create? And what can I replace them with? So instead of saying, I'm not a morning person, can you try on, I can't wait to be a morning person? Or I am excited to be working towards becoming a morning person. Or I'm so grateful to be practicing waking up early in the morning. It makes me feel good. Or even try on I am a morning person and see how that feels. So it's such a simple switch from saying I am not something to creating excitement about becoming that thing. Or asking yourself, instead of saying I'm not a morning person, can you ask, how can I become a morning person? Any question starting with how can I is very powerful and expansive for our minds and helps us expand into the kind of consciousness we need to quantum leap into the next level of our lives to change our identity. Because if you're not making changes at an identity level, if you're trying to wake up early and be productive but still telling everyone you're not a morning person and it's so hard for you, it's counterintuitive. It's not going to stick. And this is why so many people fail to make long-lasting changes, because they're not changing at an identity level. For example, there's a difference between saying, I am not going to drink, and saying, I am a person who doesn't drink. One is identifying, right? You're changing your identity versus changing your action and your physical reality. You need to change the action, but you need to change the identity first. Choose how you want to identify, and then ask, what thoughts, beliefs, and actions does this version of me think, do, and say? Another way we limit ourselves with our words and our thoughts is in our judgments of ourselves, our judgments of others, our judgments of things and experiences. But the biggest one for many people is our judgments of others. If you're looking at someone and let's say you want to manifest wealth in your life, but you're looking at that person across the street and you're saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe they spent that much money on that flashy Ferrari. What a waste. Or they're so entitled. Or they don't even know what it's like. Or I can't believe that girl at work is wearing those expensive heels and those designer jeans. And who does she think she is buying that handbag? She's just throwing money around like it's nothing. Right? When you're making these judgments of the wealth of others, just using this wealth as an example, when you're making judgments about others, that is simply a reflection of you. You are simply judging the potential in you to hold that wealth. When you judge others, you judge that potential within you. And your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between you speaking about others and you speaking about yourself. So when you speak negatively about the identity of others, your subconscious mind sees that as you creating that negative identity for yourself. So you cannot expect to attract wealth and become a wealthy person, embody that identity while judging others for their wealth. You can't expect to be a successful entrepreneur while you judge others for the way they run their businesses. Because like I said, it's a reflection of you. Words you speak and think, it doesn't matter if you're talking about yourself, if you're talking about that person on TV, if you're talking about Donald Trump, if you're talking about your coworker. When you speak judgments about others, you are judging that potential in you or that part of you. It is a reflection. It's okay to speak the truth. If you don't like something about what someone's doing, you can speak your truth. Speaking a truth is different than speaking a judgment. Making a judgment about someone is creating a story. You're creating a story around something that is neutral. Someone purchased a Ferrari. That is a neutral event. And you are creating a story which creates a connotation around that event. You are creating the story which is your judgment. So, of course, we're not going to agree with everything everyone does, and that is okay to be in disagreement. It is not okay to be in a space of judgment, because being in a space of judgment is the same as identifying as that with which you are judging within the other person, which means you are attracting into your life, into your identity, into your being. You are welcoming with open arms the same judgment that you are sending to other people. You're telling your subconscious mind that because you see that wealthy person as snobby, or you see them as entitled, you're telling your subconscious mind that the potential in you to become wealthy would be entitled and snobby, and therefore it should be avoided at all costs. So we do a lot of self-sabotage by judging others or creating stories around the actions of others, when in reality, everything is inherently neutral. It's just the thoughts that we think about events and people which hurt us, which create these stories, which create these judgments, which are unnecessary. So we limit our own potential by judging others. We limit our own potential by the words we speak into existence. And the same with ourselves. When you judge yourself, you're limiting your potential. When you judge an experience, you're limiting your potential. So I would ask yourself, next time you catch yourself in judgment of something or someone, because it happens, it's never going to stop. It's not going to go away. You're not suddenly going to become a magical unicorn who, you know, poops rainbows and butterflies and only thinks lovely thoughts. I mean, it doesn't happen. The difference is, when those thoughts come through, do you feed into them and allow them to control your thought patterns, or do you reframe them? Do you realize, like, hey, I'm in judgment right now. Why am I creating this story in my head? What is causing this? How might this be actually a reflection of something within myself that's crying for healing? How might I be able to look at this situation with empathy, compassion, and love rather than judgment? That question, no fail, turns every situation around. If you ask yourself, how can I respond from a place of empathy and love? When you're judging someone's actions, everyone is responding or living with their own pair of goggles, right? Everyone has their own pair of goggles on. They're living life through their own belief system. So everyone has a different version of the world. They're seeing the world through their own eyes. Can you understand that that person is living their reality through their own pair of goggles, created by their own specific experiences and limiting belief systems? And you are judging them based on the story, the pair of goggles that you see your life through. You are placing them into your own story that you've created around what life should look like and how it should be. And that's not fair to anyone, because we all have our different views of reality. And when we project our own view of reality into someone else's life, it creates judgment. Can you take yourself out of your own story for a moment and think about what might their story be? What might their view of reality be that is creating this response that I am judging? What might my view of reality be that is creating this judgment response within me? So being able to notice, acknowledge, and reframe your judgments is enormous in being able to manifest the life that you desire. Because when people, typically what I see is people are aware they need to change their thoughts about themselves and their judgments about themselves and their self-worth, but they forget that what they think and say about others is just as powerful as what they think and say about themselves. Your words are literally creating your reality. Your words are power. And if you truly understood how powerful your words are, you would never purposefully say anything in judgment about someone else or yourself or an experience. You just limit your own potential by doing so. And you can do the same process for yourself. When you find yourself in judgment of yourself, ask yourself, how can I respond or speak to myself from a place of empathy, compassion, and love? Same question. What is it that I'm judging within myself that needs healing? What you speak after the words I am create your entire reality. Literally, what you say after I am manifests in your reality as your identity. And your identity is the energy you embody. The energy you embody is the energy you attract back to you. The energy you project is the energy you attract back to you. So what you say after I am, dominantly, your dominant I am thought about yourself, create your identity, which creates your reality. So ask yourself, what comes up for you after you say I am? Is it, I am unworthy, I am not capable, I am not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not strong enough? Or is it, I am capable, I am confident, I am valuable, I am worthy? What are your dominant thoughts? And if more than half of your thoughts don't align with the identity you want to embody, they need to be changed and reframed. So ask yourself, what thoughts and words would the version of me, my higher self, who already has the life I want, what would she think about herself? What would her I am statements look like? How would she act? What words would she use? How does she speak about others? And embody that identity. That is the identity you need to embody to attract that life, to create that life for yourself. Because that confidence is never just going to show up. I started to become successful when I started to embody the success before it actually appeared for me. When I started to show up every day and I embodied confidence and I embodied success. I embodied abundance. I showed up every single day with a huge smile. I showed up on calls with clients. I showed up in webinars that no one even showed up to. I showed up in podcasts when I was terrified they weren't going to be good enough, and I showed up with confidence, and I showed up with the thought patterns that I knew I needed to create what I wanted. I reframed every single time fear showed up. I reframed every single time I was in judgment of myself and others, and I still do. I embodied the mindset of the person I needed to become before I became that person, before I attracted that success into my life, before I attracted anything I wanted. I embodied the mindset that I needed. And oftentimes, a lot of this is so deep set. Most of our beliefs are created in childhood between the ages of 0 and 7. Those beliefs are created. We believe that we're not good enough, maybe from one experience we had in school or with our parents that made us believe in that situation that we weren't good enough. And then because of that, that became a belief in our subconscious mind. And then as we grow older, we held that subconscious belief. And because it's a belief, your subconscious mind works to prove that it's true in your reality, which means it found proof of it as you grew up, or what it thought was proof. And your subconscious mind strengthened that belief until it became so strong that now it leads and takes over your entire life without you even realizing it. So a lot of this work, if you have those I am unworthy, I'm not good enough, those I am thoughts that are dominant, it's not your fault. That's the programming that we receive from society. It's the way we're raised. We're never taught to challenge them or how to reframe them. So a lot of this, especially self-worth, I see goes all the way back to childhood. But it doesn't mean it's too late. It never is. You can always rewire. You can eliminate the beliefs that are not serving you and replace them with beliefs that are. This is a lot of the work I do in my mentorship. So if you feel like you have a lot of blocks, a lot of beliefs that aren't serving you around self-worth, around money, around fear and doubt. I mean, the biggest blocks I see in people are the beliefs that I am not good enough, mistakes and failures are bad, and what other people think of me affects my own worthiness. And then the last one is the fear of releasing money. These are the four limiting beliefs and fears that I see in every single person I work with and talk to, and this is where my focus is in my mentorship. We dive deep into manifestation, into uncovering your self-worth, rewiring what you learned in childhood, eliminating the beliefs that aren't serving you, and learning to embody abundance, because it must be embodied before it can manifest in your life. If that is something that resonates with you, if you could use support working through the beliefs that are holding you back from your potential, I would love to work with you. The link for my Blissful Abundance Academy to apply is in the show notes here. Or if you follow me on Instagram, I'm Pursuit of Bliss with an underscore after it. I have the link to apply in my bio. And I'll reach out to hop on a call with you and chat to see what your blocks are, how and if I can help you, and if it would be a good fit for you. Because the only person blocking your own potential is you. And once you're able to truly understand that the words you think and speak and believe are creating your reality, the faster you uncap your own potential. We all have placed a cap, a limitation on our potential by what we believe we are capable of. And what we believe is our truth in that moment, right? We see it as our truth, but it doesn't mean that it is the truth, and it doesn't mean that a belief cannot be changed. If your belief system is not serving you, you cannot attract the life that you desire. If you look at your life, which areas do you feel held back in? That will show you where your biggest limiting beliefs are. So remember to ask yourself, what is the life I want? How does the person who already has the life I want think, act, feel, and believe? What do they do every day? What do they say? How do they speak to others? How do they speak to themselves? What are their dominant thoughts and beliefs? And then close the gap. Easier said than done, I know, but the first step is figuring out where you want to be, what identity you need to embody before you can embody it. And then you can start doing that deep inner work, going back and rewiring the belief system that's been there since childhood, reframing and eliminating the beliefs that don't serve you, and consciously creating dominant thought patterns that are in alignment with the life that you want. And this is the step of manifestation that so many people get wrong. So many people wait and wait and wait and wait for what they want to appear, to make them feel good enough, to make them feel worthy. When, if you don't have those feelings already, it is impossible for what you want to appear. Are you embodying the thoughts, words, feelings, actions, and beliefs of the person who already has the life you want to create for yourself? That is probably one of the most important questions you can ever ask yourself. And if you're not where you want to be, most likely the answer is going to be no, you're not. But that is amazing, because once you acknowledge that, you can start working towards becoming the person you need to be to have the life you want to have. You can start consciously creating reality through the power of your thoughts, through the power of your words. When you eliminate your fear of failure, your fear of what other people think, your fear of not being good enough, your fear of money, you are literally, your potential is unlimited. You can do anything. Think of everything you've been held back from in life because you were scared of failing, scared of mistakes, scared of what people would think, scared of not being good enough. Identifying as someone who's not good enough, identifying as someone who doesn't have what you want. You have been limiting your own potential your entire life, and you may have tried to blame it on everything and everyone if you're a human being, which you probably are. I've done it. Everyone does it. It's wired in us to blame, put the blame on everyone else. Well, the course I bought wasn't good enough. The teacher wasn't good enough. This happened in my life, and I couldn't focus on it. You know, I didn't have enough support. They didn't pay me right. There's always a million reasons, a million people to blame. There's always someone judging you, not supporting you enough, not giving you what you think you need. But we don't actually ever know what we need. If you go into every situation in life with the intention that I am going to receive from this experience exactly what I need, what you receive might not be what you want, what you thought you needed, but it will be what you actually needed. It is only your fault if you don't receive from each situation something that serves you. Period. It is your mindset, your beliefs, and your thoughts which create your reality. Two people can go into the same situation. One can get nothing out of it, and one can have a life-changing experience. The only difference is the goggles they were viewing life through, the lenses that they created through their own thought patterns. So ask yourself, what kind of goggles am I wearing? What kind of lenses do I view life through? And am I okay with that? This is the kind of thinking that transformed my life, changed my entire life. And I know it can change yours because this shit works. It works. It's like magic. This stuff works when you're able to actually do it. But the only thing is, you have to do it. So if your life isn't changing, it's only because of you. There is no one and nothing else to blame. You are in the power of your mind. We can't always control what happens in our physical reality. And if you try, you're just going to create stress. But we can always control our thoughts and the story, the meaning that we give to everything around us. So I hope you feel empowered after hearing this. I hope you truly understand and believe now that you have complete control and power over your life. You can create any life that you want. The only thing blocking you is your own ego trying to keep you safe. You are self-sabotaging. It is your own fears, your own doubts, your own thoughts. But what are they? They are just thoughts and they can be changed. They are just beliefs and they can be rewired. And if this resonates with you and you think maybe you'd like to work with me, you think maybe you're not sure, go ahead and just fill out the application. It takes a couple of minutes, like I said, in the show notes, in my Instagram bio, or just send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook. And we'll hop on a call. I can help you figure out what your blocks actually are, what's at the root of your blocks, what limiting beliefs you're holding that are holding you back, how you're capping your potential, and how we can work through that together, and then see whether or not it would be a good fit for you. Either way, I'm so glad that you're here. I'm sending love to all of you always. The messages that you guys send me on Instagram and Facebook literally fill my heart with so much joy. I'm so grateful for this community and each and every one of you. If this podcast speaks to you in any way, if any part of it resonates with you, I would love to hear your honest thoughts. If you feel called to leave a review, it would mean the world to me. If you do feel called to leave a review, leave your honest thoughts. Send me a screenshot before you hit submit. Send me a screenshot of the review. DM it to me on Instagram or Facebook, and I've got a little gift to send you in the mail. Love you all, and I hope that this episode served you.